This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can call in, sound like you're almost sitting in the studio with us here as we launch into the third hour with you in the studio. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about cryptocurrency and the attacks against cryptocurrency sellers from the government of the United States, the Federal Justice Department going after another person, this person calling herself Bitcoin Maven, a.k.a. Teresa Lynn Tetley from Southern California, who is going to prison now for selling and buying Bitcoin, specifically in this case buying Bitcoin, from a DEA agent who had represented himself presumably as a drug dealer and had informed her that these were the proceeds of drug sales. And then with that knowledge, she continued to purchase Bitcoin from this person, which was the reason why they hit her with a money laundering charge. Now, interestingly, they only came at her with one money laundering charge, according to the initial court statement that we were reading earlier, which I thought was interesting, because other cases that have been similar, they've done multiple purchases, increasing, escalating the amount of money involved as they continued. But they only hit her with the one money laundering charge, which was strange. I wonder if they just arrested her right after that first deal.
Well, it does say in the count, beginning in or around January 2014 and continuing until March 22nd, 2017.
Yeah.
So they have a long period of time covered under the one count.
Okay.
Well, why is it just one count?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. There's one count. At the very end, it says the amount. It was like $69,000 or something like that. So
that was, the $69,000 was specifically on the transaction that happened in January of 2017, and that was for 80.3591296 yeah. Bitcoin. So that was for the one right. Specific thing.
But in other cases, they
related
with
to the sell or purchase of proceeds of illegal activity.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm surprised they didn't have other sales after that. Because if somebody, an undercover agent tells you, like, so with the Thomas Costanzo case, and by the way, you found out right. More information about that. We'll share that here. Thomas Costanzo, who was also going to prison for selling Bitcoin to an undercover agent claiming to be a drug dealer.
A Russian heroin dealer.
Yeah. In his case, there were a few transactions initially where he didn't right. Know about the drug dealing thing. And then the person, the undercover agent, revealed that they were claiming to be a Russian drug dealer.
Yep.
And then Costanzo sold him Bitcoin and then sold him more Bitcoin yes. On at least four more occasions after that, in which they escalated all the way up to $100,000. So the amounts kept getting more and more
right.
To keep, you know, getting him, he's greedy or whatever, reeling him in, keeping him coming back so they can hit him with multiple counts, which is why I was surprised in this case they didn't do the same thing here where, you know, they would keep increasing the amount or whatever. And so anyway, she got hit with this one charge and she's going to prison. You found out about Thomas Costanzo, though, who was found guilty earlier this year by a jury in that
yes.
Case of money laundering.
Right. And he was supposed to have been sentenced, according to all of the news reports that I could find, on June 11th, mm-hmm. but wound up getting extensions on filing a memorandum of sentencing to where people can send letters in talking about his character to hopefully try to sway the judge to give a lesser sentence.
Right, because he was a well-liked libertarian activist in yes. Phoenix. He actually worked with our friend Ernest Hancock from
right.
Declare Your Independence at one point. And, I, you know, obviously these people are not bad people. They're
right.
Not, you know, they don't belong in prison. They didn't actually hurt anybody. The whole thing was false in the first place because these are undercover agents who are lying.
Right.
They're not actual drug dealers, and it's just tragic. It's just so sad. And, you know, speaking of federal sentencing, by the way, there's a case that I've been following for a few years, and it's from the original Silk Road case. Now, we all know about Ross Ulbricht.
Yes.
Now, who was Ross Ulbricht, just for our listeners who don't know?
Ross Ulbricht was the guy that allegedly and was convicted of having created the Silk Road, was also alleged to have operated the Silk Road website the entirety of its existence. He argues that he handed it over to someone and then took possession of it, again, just a couple of months before he was arrested. The Silk Road, despite what some people believe, was not a place that people could buy child pornography. People could not do murder for hires on the Silk Road. That
was
prohibited.
Poison was also prohibited.
Correct.
On the Silk Road.
As were most weapons, I believe.
That's right. All weapons were prohibited on the Silk Road. They actually did try to launch a weapons site, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, I thought there may have been, like, you know, a knife.
It wasn't.
That
there wasn't a whole lot. I actually
went
to check that site
guns,
out.
Guns. Yeah. Not allowed.
Well, no. What they did was, so it was a very brief period of time, Daryl. The Silk Road creators, whoever it was at the time, or the
right.
operators.
I knew
maybe
that there
was
something
Ross
called the
Fabulous.
Armory.
That was it, yeah. They launched a site called the Armory where you were supposed to be able to buy guns, and there weren't very many guns for sale or anything really at all. There was like a grenade or something and a pistol at one point, and that was about it. And then it shut down because nobody was using it. Because it's harder to ship gun parts in the mail and conceal those, I guess, than drugs was one of the reasons. So the Silk Road, big case, we followed it in detail. In fact, some of our co-hosts went down to the trial in Manhattan and protested out front of the trial. Derek J. Freeman was there and others from the Keene area. Some of the Keene activists went down and did that in the wintertime that year. But there were other people arrested in relation to the Silk Road.
Oh, yes, the DEA agent that was involved in the investigation.
Well, those people, yeah.
The Secret Service agent that was also involved in the investigation.
And those people were convicted, you're right, of corruption charges.
No, those people pled guilty.
Is there a difference between pleading guilty and being convicted?
Yes, being convicted means that a judge found that there was enough reasonable enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you did the thing. Pleading guilty.
Would you not call someone who pled guilty a convict?
They are. I'm just saying, from a legal standpoint, a plea is not the same as getting a conviction.
All right. But I was referring to the other people regarding operating the Silk Road, because it wasn't just Ross Ulbricht.
Right.
There was another person.
Yeah, like lots and lots of drug dealers, right?
But no, I mean the operators.
The people that were actually admins.
Okay, the administrators. Yep, because what happened was when they busted Ross Ulbricht, allegedly, he was in a library in San Francisco, logging in on his laptop into the back-end admin side of the Silk Road. Mm-hmm. And the federal agents closed in on him while he was on his laptop, grabbed his laptop from him before he could do anything to, you know, close it or turn it off or whatever, reinitiate whatever encryption to protect it. And so they had full access to all of his laptop's files, and they had, including in that access, was the staff information that Ross had collected. So he had required his administrators to identify themselves to him. And so
that's right.
So he had driver's license scans and things like that of all of his administrators. And so they went after all of his administrators as well.
Ooh.
One of whom, his name is Andrew Michael Jones of Norfolk, Virginia. Now, if you go to freekeen.com, and you search for Silk Road or Andrew Michael Jones or his handle on the Silk Road, which was Inigo. And for those who are familiar, the Silk Road was run by people using names from the Princess Bride.
Yep.
And Inigo was sort of the right-hand man of Dread Pirate Roberts in the Princess Bride. And so this was one of the high-level admins of the site. Andrew Michael Jones is a Free State Project participant who visited Keene, New Hampshire with his girlfriend and went to Social Sundays.
That's awesome.
So I've met this guy. Now, we didn't know who he was. We had
idea. Of course not.
That he was the administrator. You know, he visited Keene, New Hampshire while he was active as an administrator on the Silk Road. So the bus came later.
Should have moved, man.
But the reason I bring it up, well, moving wouldn't have necessarily kept him safe.
No,
but the reason I bring it up is because he has not been sentenced yet.
Interesting.
And I keep checking the Pacer file on him. I've got like a calendar event to remind me, and I move it up like 6 months at a time because he hasn't been sentenced yet. More coming up.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratesoutborders.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm, or you can jump into our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Whether you want to talk about the world of cryptocurrency, or what we still have to come up here with is the model that has taken her clothes off at the holy sites in Jerusalem. We'll explain that story to you, and of course your calls and thoughts about what you want are welcome here. As we continue, I do want to remind you about, let's see here, Bitcoin.com. Oh, CryptoTip. CryptoTip.org is where you can go. We were out to lunch today, and I looked over at you, Chris, and I said, I said, I forgot to print out new crypto tips, because I used my last one recently when I was at Subway. I dropped it in the tip jar there. The crypto tip is a printable business card size tip that a piece of paper that you can print out that you can hand out to people that give you good service, preferably in addition to a good cash tip, because you don't want to insult somebody by giving them something as a tip that they don't know what it is.
Right.
You want to give them a good tip in cash. That way they'll look at and consider your crypto tip. So you can print out as many of these things as you want, as you can afford. You can set the amount that you want to give as a tip. I usually do $10. You've been doing 20, though, recently, Chris, as I understand it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That you told me. That's what you told me, at least, that you were doing 20.
You know, I haven't done it in a while, but I do believe it was 20 or 25 or something like that, yeah.
And, I'm surprised you haven't done it in a while, because you and me are the two big, like, crypto tip users around here.
Time. It's a time thing. I need to get around to actually going on the site and sending the crypto and printing it off.
Well,
and
I think it doesn't take that long,
right? It doesn't take that long, but
the cutting probably takes more time than anything else.
My time is valuable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So CryptoTip.org, you go there, you put in the amount you want to make the tip, the number of tips you want to print, so you can do 6 per page.
Yep.
And then you send Dash, because right now it's Dash only. It's in a beta form right now. And it works. Site works great. You send Dash to the site, and then you get your tips. You print them up, and you cut them up, and put them in your wallet or your purse or whatever. And then when you want to tip somebody with cryptocurrency, you tip them with this. And it's a super cool thing to do, because it's an easy way to introduce somebody to crypto without having to sit there and tell them all about it. Right? Because if you're at a restaurant, and your server's running around serving different tables, she doesn't have time to sit down and chat with you for 10 minutes about what cryptocurrency is. She's not going to have that time. So you just leave her with a crypto tip. You can tell her, hey, I'm tipping you with cryptocurrency. This is $10 worth of Dash or whatever. You can kind of mention what it is. You've got time for that. But you want to make sure you respect somebody's time. And this is how you do it. So at the end of the night, when they're done working, they've got this tip. And they scan the code on the tip with their phone, and it takes them to the CryptoTip website at CryptoTip.org, where it explains to them what cryptocurrency is, takes them step-by-step through the process of downloading a wallet, and then allows them to release the tip into their wallet. And it's super simple, and it works great. So check it out at CryptoTip.org. All right, I think we've covered this federal case situation enough. Let's move on here. We actually have David on the line. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Speaking of that, if you're in an Ohio-based strip club, touching Stormy Daniels on her sexually oriented business, don't just give her the tip, give her the whole thing.
That's in response to a story we covered last night where Stormy Daniels was arrested, charges eventually dropped because she was not actually an employee of the strip club. But in Ohio, it is illegal for a nude or partially nude person in an adult entertainment establishment to be touched by a patron.
In this case, it was an undercover cop?
Yes.
Because that's a thing where they go around and go to strip clubs and try to touch girls and then arrest them in Ohio?
Yeah, although there is speculation that the only reason that they went after Stormy Daniels is because she's suing Donald Trump, and so therefore it was politically motivated to tarnish her image.
Ooh. There is speculation there about that, but I wouldn't doubt that this is a common sting operation by a bunch of horny cops.
The chief of police said that there's going to be an internal investigation, and then he's the one that dropped the charges.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of another naked adult-oriented business, the radio business. So I started to tell you last night. I have been this ongoing feud with the biggest radio station in the state of New Mexico, okay. Under the category that the FBI has stated publicly. The top guy in the FBI in the New Mexico region stated that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, and one part of the corruption in the state. Pardon?
That's not Florida.
What about? No, it's not Florida. It's not Illinois. The matter of fact, a reporter made a similar statement to this FBI special agent in charge when he made that statement about New Mexico being the most corrupt. The reporter's response was, "I thought that was what the FBI said about the FBI director in Illinois said about Illinois." And the New Mexico dude said he has not been to New Mexico.
So what's this have to do with naked people on the radio? What?
That was tongue in cheek, like the previous bit of verbiage about Stormy Daniels. But it is a fairly good description of the radio business in New Mexico, naked adult oriented. But anyway, the point was is that they're part of the corruption in the state. Well, that's okay. We can move on. They're part of the corruption in this state. And one of the things they do is they shut up people that are, you would describe, that meet the description of whistleblower. When you call into the radio station to blow the whistle, if you're blowing the whistle on somebody or something, sure, that affects the radio station's bottom line, and in other words, if you're criticizing politicians that they have in there on air.
Sure, those politicians aren't going to buy advertisements the next time around. I mean,
but criticizing a politician is not the definition of whistleblower.
Well, when you're blowing the whistle as to illegal activity by said politician, yeah, appearing on said radio station,
he's saying he's calling him out. He's saying he's called in to the station to call out these politicians, and that's why they blocked him from calling in. And it's something that you really obviously bugs you. You've called multiple times about this particular thing here, but the good news is, David, you can call Free Talk Live, and you have. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like free. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it's not really productive to get on the air and continue to complain about the competition.
Right.
You know? Just call about the things you want to call about. You know, we're not on the competition. We're on stations that are airing Free Talk Live, and they're great, and we're glad to be on them. So
yes,
there you go. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. But since he did bring up naked people, I've got a story.
I like naked people.
About this. There's a model who has been making headlines. And she's a very lovely young lady.
Yes, she is.
She's from Belgium. Her name is Marisa Papin. And she went to a Jewish holy site, which apparently some of it's also holy to Muslims as well, near the Western Wall in the Old City of Jerusalem. And she got naked for pictures. And apparently people are mad about it. We'll share that with you. Coming up here in moments, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A dozen Russian intelligence officers have been charged by the U.S. Department of Justice with hacking Democratic officials in the 2016 U.S. elections. This comes just days before President Donald Trump is to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, spoke to ABC News on Capitol Hill.
The president should cancel the meeting. The visit to Europe has already been disaster enough.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC the charges strengthen the president's hand for his meeting with Putin.
I think the president is now going to be able to say to President Putin, and I think he should and will, that we now have evidence of Russian military personnel who were involved with the hacking of the accounts of people who were participating in the presidential election in 2016.
President Trump promises he will confront Putin over the new charges. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And Chris, you are the proprietor over at Think Penguin. We were actually just poking around through your website a moment ago during the break. What is Think Penguin?
So we sell Linux computers, basically, GNU Linux systems. They're privacy friendly. Computers, you don't have to worry about viruses and spyware and malware and all that other garbage for the most part. We also have accessories for Linux that just work basically. There's no drivers to mess around with. You just plug your devices into any of our computers or any system with Linux and they should just work. So it's a heck of a lot easier than the Mac and the Windows world where you got to fiddle around installing drivers and things like that.
And you guys are super privacy conscious over at thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah.
You actually will actually audit code and make sure there's like no backdoors in it.
Yeah, I mean, so what we do is we're more concerned about the release of code so that anybody can take a look at the code and see what's going on back there. But there's certain other aspects, security aspects, like, for instance, a complete set of code needs to be released in order to have a fully private, you know, experience.
Fully transparent, fully private.
Yeah, and we don't really have that right now in every sense, but it's something we're working on, and certainly I would not. If you're going to be worried about privacy, our systems are definitely the systems you want to get. But if you're concerned about like NSA backdoors, I would still be a little concerned. We do have the ability to disable the Intel Management Engine firmware, which is where the NSA backdoor probably is being, which kind of been confirmed. But was it that actually? I'm trying to think. It might have been the. Was it a BIOS? I'm forgetting now what the details of that were, but yeah. I mean, basically, there are certain components that can be disabled where it will increase the likelihood that, you know, the backdoor is disabled, because most people don't know this, and it sounds like absolutely, like, nut job kind of territory, but yes, there is a back door. Yeah, and every single, it's confirmed in Intel, on Intel systems. It's not confirmed on AMD systems, but
presumably
it's pretty safe to presume that they've got similar components and there's almost certainly a backdoor, and we just don't have like concrete proof of it, because it's proprietary and it's kind of challenging to find some of this stuff and figure out how it works.
But you're still selling Intel chip-based systems.
We are. We've been working on solving the proprietary software problem, which is where you find backdoors usually.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've never heard of one that was not in a proprietary component on any type of device, whether it's a router or a smartphone or whatnot. Android had a backdoor in it as well on all Android devices. And where was it? Android's mostly free code. The sources are mostly available, but it was in a proprietary component. We also have free software routers, which 100% of the source code is available for those. So definitely not going to have a backdoor in them.
I'm using one of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I've been happy with it so far. So check out thinkpenguin.com for more of that as we go to the story about the model who's taken nude photographs in a Holy Land in Jerusalem, apparently, according to TimesOfIsrael.com. A Belgian model posed naked recently for a photograph, actually a few different photos, overlooking the Western Wall in the Old City of Jerusalem, prompting outrage from the holy site's rabbi and administrators. Marissa Papin posted the provocative photograph on her website recently. I guess this was probably a couple weeks ago at this point, along with others taken by photographer Matthias Lambrecht during the visit to Israel. In the photograph, Papin leans back on a white plastic chair above a rooftop looking out over the Western Wall and adjoining plaza. And so I've actually got her website pulled up here where she makes a statement. And by the way, her site is just full of photos of her, and she seems to do quite a bit of nude photography. So this is
including downtown New York.
Yeah, all over the place.
Egypt, apparently she wound up causing a stir when she was in Egypt recently.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So this is her comment here on her article. And again, her website, Marissa Papin, MarisaPapen.com. This is where you can go see the uncensored version. The news media, of course, has censored versions. She says, first of all, don't judge a book by its title. This purely implies, the title of the article is The Wall of Shame. So she says, don't judge a book by its title. This purely implies the shame you, dear reader, perhaps will project on me because I've done something so disrespectful I should burn in hell. She says, I know my mailbox is about to fill up with threats and angriness again to all the people typing down their furiosity right now. Save your energy. I don't even open them. After my escapades in Egypt, and then she links to that story, I knew I wanted to push the boundaries of religion and politics even further, breaking down the walls that have been built to keep all our wandering souls on this planet somehow under control. With other words, showing my personal religion in a world where freedom is becoming a very luxurious thing. That freedom this time was captured by Matthias Lambrecht on a 3-day road trip through Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem to the Dead Sea and back. I don't know if this was a coincidence or not, but exactly when we arrived at the American Embassy opened and on the day we were in Jerusalem, Israel was celebrating their 70-year independence anniversary. While the rest of her English is a little broken here, I suspect it's not her first language. She says, while the rest of Jerusalem was celebrating, I was enjoying the afternoon sun on a rooftop after a morning of running around in the desert, capturing our last frames of the trip. I'll probably share some more images of the series later, but for now, the other images can be seen, and she gives a gallery where you can go and see them in person. Then she shows several images, including one with her, and this one is... there's a couple of them here that are, provocative, right? Like, so she's at these holy sites, and in one image, she's actually climbing up a flagpole. It has, I think, this is the flag of Israel on it, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So she's there just sort of embracing this flagpole with, between her legs, and so she's naked.
Which is how one would climb a flagpole.
So yeah. I thought earlier it was just a regular, stripper pole.
No, it's a flagpole.
That makes it even more interesting, especially with Israel.
And then there's another one with her kind of looking out over a city in black and white. She's naked there. And then there's the one that the news media is talking about with her in this reclining chair, completely naked, overseeing some sort of a holy site. So back to the story.
That's the here. Western Wall yeah. in the background.
Yeah. So back to the story here from the Times of Israel. So then they quote her posts about how she's breaking down the boundaries. The angle of the photo excludes the Dome of the Rock and the Temple Mount, an area holy to both Jews and Muslims, and many of those who posted comments on her website suggested it was chosen for fear of backlash from offended Muslims. However, Ms. Papin rejected the idea that she and the photographer had purposely excluded the Muslim holy site in the final published shot. She says the angle wasn't deliberate. She said they had spent some time looking for a location from which both the Western Wall and the Temple Mount would be visible, and had even taken pictures with the Dome of the Rock in the background. And that apparently is the wide shot where it shows her standing up, and you can see the city. Yes. It's in black and white. The Temple of the or the Dome of the Rock is in the background in that. So the claim that she was trying to purposely avoid the ire of Muslims is false. She was purposely trying to be provocative. And right. Absolutely did take a picture of that.
I wonder how this compares to like pictures of was it Muhammad,
which you're not allowed to show,
right? So I wonder, Muslims. Like, I mean, what's the outrage level, right? Like, I know that
I don't know
really does it for a Muslim.
Yeah.
If, what about this? Does this really do it? Because I mean, they have full headdresses in some of these countries, and they're really like. If I think Christians are super sensitive to like,
right?
Beauty. Will Coley would tell you that a Muslim man would not look upon this photo.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I wonder exactly what Will would say about this particular thing. Will, of course, is the host of Call to Freedom.
Now, Will's a little bit different, and I would not necessarily...
He's more open-minded, I would say, than some
I would not necessarily... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, but, I would be interested to see his
but
reaction.
But when he's explained the purpose of the hijab or the burqa... You know, the claim is that they are two different things. The claim is those are needed to prevent men from lusting. Well, he tells a story where Prophet Muhammad just turns a man's head away from a woman that he was staring at.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us in the remaining moments coming up.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you if you want to dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username's LRN.FM. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can also call us on our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, where the chat room is responding right now to the Marisa Papin, the young lady who has taken off her clothes in front of the Western Wall in Jerusalem to much chagrin, much surprise, much anger. We'll get to some of the reactions from some people to this, but so far, chat room seems to like it. And you can join them over at discord.lrn.fm. Also, don't forget, we're over on Twitch. If you want to watch the show, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm. Watch us in HD quality there, and we're there live every single night on Twitch. There's a Twitch chat room as well. It's not as busy or as well occupied as our Discord room, but if you want to follow us on Twitch, we'd appreciate it. We're pushing closer to 400 followers there, which by no means is a lot for Twitch. People who play video games have thousands upon thousands of followers, but
you probably can't compare it to
that,
though.
No, we can't.
I mean, come on.
We're a bit of a format break for Twitch, but they do have a talk shows category, and they've expanded out from doing just video games to other things now, so that's why we joined Twitch earlier this year, and it's been great so far. So again, follow us on Twitch. If you've got the Twitch app on your phone, you can then get notifications of when we go live and also when the Call to Freedom goes live, which is the other show on LRN.FM based out of this studio. So it's an LRN channel, not just Free Talk Live. So you'll see notices for all of the shows that are based here. So it's just two shows at the moment. That you'll get heads up for. And then also, if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, you get one free subscription per month with Twitch, which means if you subscribe to our channel, then you don't have to watch the advertisements that Twitch will normally play to you. So, like, a lot of times when you join the channel, they'll run an ad, you know, sort of pre-roll. Those go away if you subscribe via your Amazon Prime subscription. So if you want to figure out how that's done, it's pretty simple. You just have to connect your accounts if you've not yet done that. And the instructions are just below where we currently, where our video window is. So just scroll down a little bit at twitch.lrn.fm and you'll get the instructions there. All right, so a little bit more here, and then we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. The Western Wall Heritage Foundation, which administers the Western Wall prayer area and plaza, told apparently a newspaper that the shoot was a, quote, grave incident. Again, this is a nude woman, a model from Belgium, who has taken her clothes off, was photographed in a supposed holy site there in Jerusalem. They're calling it a grave incident, noting the photograph was taken on one of the rooftops overlooking the Temple Mount and Western Wall, and not, God forbid, in the Western Wall Plaza.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's what I thought. I thought that there were, like, going to be lots of people around. These always are.
There are people around. She's on a rooftop, though.
Interesting.
So it wouldn't have been easy for them to, one, notice her.
Yeah.
Or, two, do something about it.
Right, and... No, if you look on her website, there are a lot of pictures where she is in places
in public
that have people around.
But New York City isn't going to be a easily offended bunch.
Right. I'm actually reading an article about her arrest in Egypt.
She was arrested.
Oh, she was arrested in Egypt.
She was arrested in Egypt.
Wow.
And the arrest came after the photo shoot, which had taken place despite the presence of a security guard who Papen claims was happy to look the other way once he was given a bribe. It was only when two young men arrived and asked what she was doing that she explained things started to get risky. She says, we tried to explain to them that we were making art with the highest respect for Egyptian culture, but they could not see a connection between nudity and art. Huh. In their eyes, it was porn or something like it.
Wow.
And the photos in question, she was in a temple in the city of Luxor in Egypt.
In Egypt?
Yeah.
Wow.
There are people who believe...
She's got...
Some huevos.
Yes!
She's got a pair, for sure.
She said she and the photographer bribed the two men $20 and carried on, but when they went to Luxor, where they planned to shoot by the temple complex at Karnak, things got really tricky as there were many security guards. However, undeterred, they decided to hide until the temple was closed and started the photo shoot. But this time, they were not so lucky. Payton says, you can guess what happened next. Busted once again, and yes, this time we were in serious trouble.
Wow.
Without being able to share words, I made it clear to Jesse, I'm guessing that's the photographer, that he had to delete the images if he saw the tiniest opportunity. She said the police did believe their story, and they had taken no images and were simply testing the light. Instead, the photographer was told to strip down as police searched for a second SD card, but did not find anything.
Wow.
She says, I knew that prison in Egypt looked slightly different than in Belgium or any westernized country, but I had no idea what to expect before actually going in. The first cell we encountered was so packed with at least 20 men. Some were passed out on the floor. Some were squeezing their hands through the rails. Some were bleeding and yelling. I'd never seen anything like this before in real life. Jesse kept telling me, Marissa, don't look. But there was no way not to look.
Right. How could you? Yeah.
After a few hours behind bars, they were brought before a judge where she tried to play the part of stupid tourist. She says, our judge was browsing with his big thumb through these books that looked as old as the pyramids itself. Eventually, he gave us a warning and told us to never do something so foolishly shameful ever again. We nodded simultaneously.
Lucky.
Despite the close call, they did retrieve the photographs using software.
Undelete.
And after leaving the country, published them on the website.
Amazing. I want to see these too, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, wow.
Oh, they're amazing. I saw the photos.
She's
gorgeous.
Amazing. Marissa Papen.
I don't have them pulled up right now.
Yeah. So she's just, again, her website is marissapapen.com if you want to check that out. Western Wall Rabbi Shmuel Rabinovich said, quote, this is an embarrassing incident, grave and lamentable, which offends the sanctity of the site and the feelings of those who visit the holy places. Papen said she didn't specifically come to the country with the intention of taking the Western Wall photo, but knew she wanted to make some religious statement that would, quote, push the boundaries, unquote. The model had visited Israel 5 years ago and said she was impressed with how three religions managed to coexist in their tiny old city. The provocative photograph was apparently taken on the roof of an apartment above the Simchat Hall venue. Simchat Hall told the Times of Israel it had no involvement in the photo shoot, and the apartment above is owned by a billionaire who disappeared under mysterious circumstances in 2012. The apartment is unoccupied, according to a representative from the Hall. She recalled the sun was so hot it made the plastic chair she was sitting on flexible, enabling her to lean far back at a precarious angle. She says, it was perfect, like it was made for me to sit on, she said. Asked if she plans to visit Israel again, she says, quote, yes, I'll still be allowed in the country, or excuse me, yes, if I will still be allowed in the country, I would love to. I recently tried to go back to Egypt. Talk about ballsy.
Wow!
But as soon as I landed, they scanned my passport and put me on a flight back to Belgium.
So wait, she actually tried to get into Egypt
again,
like physically get in. And yeah. I'm surprised they didn't let her in and arrest her. And yeah,
she says she didn't intend to offend anyone with the picture. She says, I'm sorry for that. My intention was to make people see their bodies and the human body in a different way. The human body is a beautiful thing. And indeed, if, you know, God created man, you know, if you're a believer in this sort of separate God, right, that God created man, why should people be ashamed of God's creation? Why?
I want to know shame? Why people are so afraid to offend.
Well, I think sure her intention was clearly to offend.
Right. Like she's saying, why did we then have this, like, I didn't intend to offend? Like, why do we
maybe
have that?
Maybe wasn't her intention, but she must have known it would. Right.
Like
her intention, I think, was to make some art.
Right. It's my intention to have a statement about the human body being beautiful. And
good art makes people feel things.
That's true. Different things in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes, she could be telling the truth in that her intention was to do good art and make people think about things, but she must also have known that some people would think very angry things, right? Like she could have.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have been
but
like.
But here's the thing. No matter what is created, somebody is going to get upset with it.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Like if I was in her position, I would be like, yeah, that was my point.
Well, I think her point was to make a statement about nudity, and of course the point is she knows that's going to offend.
I mean, okay,
she knows it's going to.
It wasn't to offend a particular group, but it was to offend.
And except pretty much everybody in this area is going to get offended, right? Like in the place in which she took it. Unless there's a handful of atheists around or whatever, but most of the people that were in visible range of this photo shoot would have been upset about it. So kudos to her for challenging societal and religious norms. I think that she's done good work here, and I'm impressed.
Yeah,
not just because she's beautiful.
I just have to say I'm offended by the reaction to her, you know.
You're offended by the offense?
Yes.
All right. Hey, check him out at thinkpenguin.com. Actually, no, let's talk about your briefly.
Freedom Decrypted.
Freedom Decrypted. That's where you can actually share more opinions about technology. And that happens every Saturday on freedomdecrypted.com at 5 p.m. So you're not competing with us. Thanks for that. See you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.